relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
You are listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
What an incredible first hour, thanks to our amazing guest. She came here, she ran here from the RNC headquarters after giving that blistering press conference. Jenna Ellis, let's post, Mr. G, let's post the video of Jenna Ellis's press conference on our Twitter, on Facebook pages. And then we had Joe DiGenova and Victoria Tansing. And who's going to open the second hour of American First? His whip is newly polished. He is, once again, House Republican whip. He is a great American. Steve Scalise, welcome back to America First.
Sebastian, it's always great to be back with you. Thanks.
So, congratulations. We're glad to have you back. Do they give you a whip? Do you have a whip?
You know, it's funny how many different kind of people give you whips when you're elected the whip. I learned how to crack the whip when I got elected and started getting a few of those. So I've got a deep collection of whips.
All right. All he needs now is the Indiana Jones hat and he'll be fine.
Just don't make me use it, okay?
No. Not on this show. Not. You can use it with the other side of the aisle. So congratulations on that. Let's talk about, we got to talk about what's happening in the broader election, post-election environment. But Congressman Scalise, we were told that the House would see an even larger majority for the Democrats and that there would be a resounding referendum on just how successful they've been. Can you give us the so far as we have it, the final tally? What is Nancy's lead now when it comes to seats in the lower house of Congress?
It's never been a smaller majority on her side than right now. We're at about 210 House Republicans. There are still a few races that haven't been formally called.
Right.
We're going to probably end up around 212 or 13 Republicans, which is at most a six-seat majority for Speaker Pelosi.
When
they
thin.
Were projecting that we would lose 10 seats, we've gained about 12 seats.
But that's an incredibly thin majority.
Oh, absolutely. And with the internal divisions on their side, you're seeing AOC, you know, yelling and grabbing for more power on the socialist side. You're seeing there are no moderates left, by the way. It's not moderates against socialists. It's liberals. And the liberals are complaining because they voted for socialism the last 2 years. A bunch of them got beat, and a few more are going to get beat in 2 years when we get the House back. But they're complaining that they voted for socialism. They're just complaining that they got punished by the voters for it. So, you know, the bottom line is the voters rejected socialism. And that's what's going to be a really big problem for Pelosi in these next 2 years.
He's proudly representing Louisiana's first congressional district. Follow him right now at Steve Scalise and also RepublicanWhip.gov. Congressman, this this phone call that I guess was leaked by somebody of Democrat Congresswoman Spangenberger saying that don't you dare, even if we are, but don't you dare ever mention again the word socialism or defund the police. That's very telling, isn't it?
Right, and it's not that she's saying reject socialism or defund the police. They just say, don't talk about it anymore.
Right.
You know, and they used to be liberals, and then they called themselves progressives. You know, you can change the name, but if you're for socialism and you vote for socialism, you're a socialist, and people don't want that. They don't want to defund their police. They don't want the Green New Deal where you literally ban fossil fuels and all of these things that they're talking about. That, by the way, it, like everything else with liberals, they don't ever live by what they tell you to change your lifestyle over. You know, they tell you not to hang out with your family for Thanksgiving, but they're hanging out with their friends and family. They tell you not to fly around on airplanes and use gasoline, but they're using gasoline and flying around on airplanes. So that's the hypocrisy of the left that people are fed up with. And don't let them do that to the rest of this country.
Now, please share with us the incredible news that, of course, the mainstream legacy media will not be trumpeting anywhere. Talk to us about some of the new incoming members. Talk to us about how many women, conservative women, are coming in. What does this new class look like, Whip Scalise?
Oh, my gosh, this is such a great new class of energetic conservatives who are coming up to battle socialism with us. I mean, they know what's at stake in this fight, and that's why they ran, and that's why so many of them won. It's an incredibly diverse class, like you said, more than double the number of Republican women. We probably going to have about 19 new Republican women, close to over 30 Republican women total in our conference. We've got a number of Hispanics, African Americans that are coming in to this class, all wanting to be a part of fighting fighting against socialism, fighting for freedom. And some of them fled communist nations. We had one member, Victoria Sparks, who fled Ukraine, fled the Soviet Union. We've got two people whose families fled Cuba because of communism. And they know it the most. They know the perils of communism and socialism the best, and they're adamantly against it and want to be a part of the fight for freedom.
Let me ask you, could these individuals who really understand the threat of socialism, could their election in places like even California, is that a sign that this is a new GOP, that what happened in 2016 and the president's statement again and again and again that America will never be a socialist country, is this a new Trump GOP? How much has the party changed, Whip Scalise?
Yeah, Sebastian, I credit President Trump for reaching out to a wider base of Americans and saying, look at this conservative message and be a part of it, because we're fighting for the hardworking families of this country, the people who want to control their own destiny, who want more opportunity. That's the only place to go is the Republican Party, and President Trump is the one who reached out. It's why we had about a 50% increase in African-American voters in America who voted for President Trump this time, even over 4 years ago, and President Trump did well amongst African-Americans last time, but a 50% increase this time. Hispanic voters, a large increase, who believe in securing our border. You know, the Democrats really think that all Hispanics want open borders and illegals to flee into our country. They forgot that millions of people came here the legal way. They waited, like everybody else, to come here legally, and they don't like the idea that you're just turning the other cheek and ignoring laws of this nation. And so that's where the Democrats just don't get it. And by the way, Sebastian, show me a person who fled communism or socialism who comes to America and wants to bring it to America.
Right.
All the people that fled communism and socialism are Republicans and are in the fight with us for freedom. They came here for freedom. They didn't come here to wreck our country like their countries have been wrecked.
So I have to ask the question. You have seen Nancy's majority decimated to 5 or 6 seats. We've seen the Senate putatively stay in the hands of the GOP. We've seen the president receive 10 million more votes than he did 4 years ago, with massive increases, as you just mentioned, in the minority vote for the president, the biggest the GOP candidate or incumbent has seen since the 1950s. And on top of that, what nobody wants to discuss, not one state house was flipped from Republican to Democrat. Not one. But Congressman Scalise...
And not for lack of trying.
Right.
Spending
huge amounts of money. But we're supposed to believe the only person who didn't do well and didn't win is the president?
Right. And, you know, all of these ballots where the only office they voted for was president, and it just so happened to be for Joe Biden. I'd love to see a count of all the ballots where someone only voted for president, and how many of those ballots were for Biden versus Trump. It's probably 99-1.
Right.
But in the end, look, I mean, President Trump has really opened up our party even more, brought more people into the Republican Party, And he delivered for those hard men and women who felt left behind by Washington. And so that's why he's exploring and continuing to pursue his legal options. And we need to see this through.
And how do you feel about the timeline, the crunch, the fact that we're still seeing intimidation attempts from the left against GOP officials across the country? Are we going to see a resolution that brings faith back in America regarding our election system and its transparency, Congressman?
I hope we do, Sebastian. We need to, and that's why the president's fighting this out in the court, which is the place where it needs to be. And, you know, Rudy held a press conference today and laid out a number of sworn affidavits signed under penalty of perjury, people making some very serious claims. I mean, you're talking about people who were intimidated to certify an election even though they saw things illegal, people who have sworn under oath that they saw ballots, for example, put through machines multiple times. Those are all illegal things, and that needs to be heard in the courts. The evidence needs to be presented as they're laying out, and that's, I think that's what people are so angry about, is that they've watched in many of these swing states, not many, but a handful, where laws that are on the books were not even being followed. People are legally supposed to watch the votes being counted so you can ensure the integrity, and those people were being kicked out of the room. You know, what are you doing in that room if you're kicking out the people who are legally entitled to watch you do your job?
There's only one reason why you do that. It's because you want to steal an election. Follow him right now, RepublicanWhip.gov, on Twitter, at Steve Scalise, the newly minted House Republican Whip, Louisiana District Number 1. Thank you so much, Steve. Thank you, Congressman, for coming on America First. This is the Salem Radio Network. I'm your host, Sebastian Gorka. We should take some calls, shouldn't we, guys? What a show. 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stay on this channel.
Sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Every single day. Welcome back, dear friends. We will have Congressman Brian Babin in studio, Danielle D'Souza, Chris Boskirk, and you. But first, is it Thanksgiving almost? That's crazy. Next, it will be Christmas. But it won't really be a proper Christmas for almost 3 million American children. Children who have a mother or father incarcerated in prison. Listen to two sweet angels, Alana and Quinton, talking about how you've helped them through the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree Christmas.
Spending time with my family and knowing that my dad cares. He's sending me all these gifts thanks to you. And I really like to thank you for it.
I like the presents that my dad sent me. I know that you guys care and he cares. So I just want to thank you for that. And I love Christmas.
Thank you, Angel Tree, for doing all that you do, because you don't have to do this, but you choose to do it. And I really appreciate it.
It's hard to keep a dry eye when you hear that. That's incredible, incredible audio. And why is it possible? Because of you. Through Prison Fellowship, you provide a gift to these children, a Christmas gift, along with the message of salvation in a Christian Bible, a children's Bible, as well as a letter, a hope, a letter, a note of love from their parent. You make that possible, and all it costs is a donation of $22. Please help today. We want to help at least 300,000 children, and you can do it so easily from the comfort of your home. Just go to our website, sebgorka.com, and click on the Angel Tree banner, or call their number, 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794. 888-206-2794. 206-2794, sebgorka.com. Any donation makes a difference. $22 per child. $1,000 would help 50 children have a little bit more joy this Christmas. Thank you to all of you who've already donated and to all of you who will. Okay, let's return to the big story of the day. I'd like you to listen to and watch, if you're watching on YouTube, the part of today's press conference that is really a very simple question, and it comes from Sidney Powell. It's great to see Sidney Powell on the stage there at the microphone with Rudy Giuliani, with Jenna Ellis, who was in studio, with Joe and Victoria. This is a very simple question about ballots and how they were counted. Eric, video cut 8, please. Play cuts.
Now, the software itself was created with so many variables and so many back doors that can be hooked up to the internet or a thumb drive stuck in it or whatever. But one of its most characteristic features is its ability to flip votes. It can set and run an algorithm that probably ran all over the country to take a certain percentage of votes from President Trump and flip them to President Biden, which we might never have uncovered had the votes for President Trump not been so overwhelming in so many of these states that it broke the algorithm that had been plugged into the system. And that's what caused them to have to shut down in the states they shut down in. That's when they came in the back door with all the mail-in ballots, many of which they had actually fabricated. Some were on pristine paper with identically matching perfect circle dots for Mr. Biden. Others were shoved in batches. They're always put in a certain number of batches, and people would rerun the same batch. This corresponds to our statistical evidence that shows incredible spikes in the vote counts at particular times. And that corresponds to eyewitness testimony of numerous people who have come forward and said they saw the ballots come in the back door at that time.
Ballots arriving in batches with only the vote for Biden filled in, nothing else. Ballots being shipped in through the back door of the election center without GOP poll observers being allowed to be present. Why would you do that? Only if you have something to hide. You need to watch the whole press conference, especially Jenna Ellis's portion. Let's go to your calls now. Let's go to Marty in Oakland, line 2. Welcome, Marty.
Thank you, Sebastian, and thank you so much for everything you do. And I think that we can all see now that Jenna Ellis was the Kraken. I mean, that was the most
in a good way. In a good way, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The most righteous and inspirational display of Luke 12:11-12 talk I've ever seen. Be not anxious what you are to say when you were brought before the authorities. The Holy Spirit will fill your heart with what you are to say. That's what I just saw. I just want to tell your listeners that we're going into some pretty rocky waters here. We don't know how this is going to turn out. If Donald Trump is successful in this bid to get back into office, we're going to have some very unhappy people in our lives. But if he does not, we are going to be left with holding the bag of a fraud, and we have got to get to the bottom of this. You know, Sebastian, I spent 4 years of my life unwinding a fraud that was perpetrated against me that probably took the fraudster something like 40 minutes to think up. And it cost me a lot, but we have got to understand what is taking place in our country. And I just want to urge all of your viewers, do not unsee what you have seen. What we've just seen in the last 3 weeks follows on with everything we've seen for the last 4 or 5 years, and certainly in this year, 2020. That's one of the reasons why it seems so obvious to us.
No, you're absolutely right. We mustn't unsee what we have seen, and you're so right. You know, I'm sure your personal experience is exactly on the money. When bad things are done, they can happen in a moment. The people who do them don't have to do long preparations, but undoing it and proving the malintent especially by the standards of a court of law, can take not weeks, not months. In some cases, it can take absolutely years. So, Marty, thank you for your call. It truly, I think you're right. It's going to be a tough few weeks and maybe a tough few months ahead. And we need to be ready for it. But take solace from what you saw today. That woman, it was truly righteous. I was a little bit surprised. Sydney looked a little bit nervous up there today, that hard-bitten pro that she is. I don't know what it was, but something happened when Jenna Ellis stepped up to the podium, and it was a sight to behold. It was truly a just woman speaking the truth and committed to uncovering the lies and the corruption. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation on hundreds of stations to millions of listeners and live streaming on YouTube, on Facebook. Subscribe today. If you're watching us on YouTube, hit the like button and don't forget the notifications bell. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11. And the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org. t2t.org. Thank you.
They know, and they're admitting now, they can't win these legal lawsuits. They're admitting in front of courts, there is no fraud as a matter of law. They're admitting there's no way forward in any of these legal challenges. So now they're moving on and they're going to try to disrupt the electors, doing something that is grossly undemocratic, grossly un-American, and something that will stay with this Republican Party for years to come. They know it's over, and yet they won't do anything about it.
Joe Scarborough talking about legal lawsuits. Interesting. As opposed to the illegal lawsuits. They know it's over. They know it. My wife is away. She's traveling. And I made a mistake yesterday. I got some takeout, sat down, switched on the television. I put on MSNBC. And I've never watched MSNBC. I watched it for 3 minutes. It's worse than I expected. Do we know it's over? Have we given up? Congressman Brian Babin, Texas 36. Welcome.
Great to be here. Hell no, we're not giving up.
You came in and you used a word we don't usually use on radio about your attitude. You're not happy. Was this a fair election in your estimation and the people of Texas?
Absolutely not. We all know that it just doesn't pass the smell test. And we've got just a limited time to prove this. And that's what makes it so very, very difficult. But we know, I saw some statistics today that said that Biden didn't even get anywhere close to what Hillary got, and throughout the nation, except for four different cities, Democrat controlled.
How about this? How about the fact that he got less votes than Hillary did in Chicago and New York? How is that? How does he win nationally when Democrat metropolis like New York and Chicago doesn't vote for him? Doesn't make sense.
It just doesn't compute.
Right.
It really doesn't. And so, no, we're not giving up. It's starting to look tough. I'm not going to lie to you. It's looking tough. But we have over 400 sworn affidavits. What do you do with somebody that comes up and swears under oath that they saw a postmaster his boss stamping metering mail with the previous day's date illegally, backdating.
Right.
Or when you see somebody who saw ballot boxes coming in at all hours of the night after the deadline.
Right.
And when you have hundreds of thousands of votes that come in and almost 100% of them have only one office and one candidate voted for them, Joe Biden. And zero for any other office, not necessarily Trump.
But doesn't that speak to arrogance, that you think you can get away with it? You're so lazy when you're faking the ballots that you're only going to fill in the Biden circle. They think they can get away with it, Brian.
Let's hope. You know what? We've seen the Democrats have gotten away with everything for the last 4 years. They've got a deep state that protects them. They've got a media that protects them. They've got a whole machine that protects them, and they're used to getting their way. And a lot of these, and what's really tragic, if this doesn't work out for President Trump, all of those investigations at the DOJ, the FBI, this fake Russia hoax, and now they took 4.5 years, 4.5 years
right.
to do all of this kind of stuff, and they want us to get in line and unify behind them now, and won't even give us 4 weeks to count these votes right.
Peace and unity is rather ironic coming from them. He is on the House Senate Science Committee. He is the ranking member on the Space and Aeronautics Subcommittee, Air Force veteran, honored to serve. Texas 36 on his bio. Follow him right now, Rep. Brian Babin. Talk to us about what's happening in your district since the election.
Well, there's a lot of very, very unhappy people down there because they went to bed that the night of the election and Trump was ahead by hundreds and hundreds of thousands of
yes.
votes. They wake up the next morning and he's behind in all of these strategic battleground big cities. And what's really the phenomenal thing is that out of the battleground states, five of these states have Republican-controlled legislatures.
Yes.
And I'm going to recommend to the Republican Party, please, local state Republicans, and we Republicans up here in Washington, D.C., we've got to get our act together and clean these voter rolls up. We've got to get dead people off. We've got to make sure that we don't give these people the opportunity to snooker us. They've done it over and over again, and we're going to continue to fight, but we've got a lot of people down there that are demanding to see the real results, to see a transparent election. For 240-some-odd years, we've had a clean and peaceful transfer of power
yes.
every 4 years, and that is totally dependent upon having fair and elections of integrity. And if we don't have that, I don't need to remind you what the consequences could possibly be.
Oh, indeed. They could be dire. We're talking to Congressman Brian Babin. Follow him right now, Rep. Brian Babin. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We'll get back to your calls momentarily, but please don't call us on a cell phone with one of the big cell phone companies. Because guess what? They're not on your side. They're not on America's side. The big cell phone companies, when you pay your bill at the end of the month, they donate to Democrat candidates, to Planned Parenthood, to gun control organizations. Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company, Patriot Mobile. They're on your side, and they support causes you believe in. Pro-life, pro-freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and they are rated number one in customer satisfaction in America. You can keep your old number, but flip today. Call them 972-PATRIOT or simply patriotmobile.com/GORKA for the best offers. Join the good guys. patriotmobile.com/GORKA 972-728-7468. Back with Congressman Babin in a moment.
Dr. G is ready for anything on America First.
Yes, indeed. Why? Because I slept well. I did. I had our new puppy on the bed. Don't tell my wife. She's traveling. The puppy slept through the night. Amazing. Was her head on a MyPillow? Maybe. Maybe it was. Find out for yourself. Mike Lindell's pillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape, guaranteed for 10 years. The president loves them, so do I. 51 million sold. Get the biggest discounts possible by using my name, not $69.98 for a pillow, $29.98. They are flying off the shelves. Get yours today. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA, or call 800-829-8468. 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. Vice President Pence is speaking right now as the head of the coronavirus task force from the White House. If we have any breaking news, we will share it with you. But we have a guest in studio, none other than Texas 36's Congressman Brian Babin. I've been telling everybody since the election, Congressman, if you're not satisfied, if you want only legal votes to count, I'm calling it my phrase is hashtag get your MAGA on. Get out there, protest, let your voice be heard. Send a message to these corrupt election officials, to these corrupt Democrats. I guess somebody in your district is listening. What's happening in your district?
They listen to you. Seb, they listen. And this Saturday, I'm going to be doing the fourth one that we've had in our region.
Four since the election?
Since the election.
That's amazing.
Absolutely. Our people are very upset. They want to continue to support our president. They know that all of the, I mean, if you, any common sense would tell you that the president should have won this election. The
10 million more votes than 4 years ago.
And the
it's stunning.
And the underperformance of Biden compared to Hillary, who got beat by Trump.
Right.
And then only these massive numbers of votes coming in Democrat-controlled cities like Milwaukee and Detroit and Philadelphia, it just doesn't add up.
And Texans aren't prepared to lie down for this, are they?
No, no. 1836, we didn't lie down. We won our independence, and we want to see some answers.
We want to see a lot of answers, and we saw the presser today with our friends Rudy, Sydney, Jenna, Joe, DeGenua, and we're going to get some answers. Okay, part of this whole story is, of course, big tech. Big tech that is not independent, not social media. They are publishers. We had a hearing this week in the Senate. Let's play a little audio cut and get your comment. Play cuts.
How many times have you blocked Republican candidates for office, their tweets or their posts in 2016 and 2018 and 2020? How many times have you blocked Democratic candidates for office? How many times have you blocked Republican office holders? How many times have you blocked Democratic office holders? Twitter has repeatedly refused to answer that question with specific hard data and cataloging the examples. In the interest of transparency, which you said you want to embrace, will you commit in this hearing right now to answer those questions in writing?
That's exactly what we're pushing for.
Okay. That was Senator Cruz. Congressman Babin, were you satisfied with the answers America received this week from Zuckerberg and Dorsey of Twitter and Facebook?
Absolutely not. It is the biggest hypocrisy. And they won't give us the facts. We know what the facts are. I think America's waking up. Even those who are not really that interested in politics, it's hard to imagine somebody not being interested in politics after what we've been through the last week, the last 2 weeks. But social media is not telling us the truth. They black out news that should be being played to the, you know, to the ceiling.
And and when they put these modifiers on the president's tweets, 24 in just a few days, saying this is disputed. Hang on, they don't do that with Democrats. So what's happening, Congressman? What's the solution?
It's happened to me as well.
I'm sure it has.
You get this little pop-up flyer like thing on your social media. And but basically, I think people are waking up to the fact that if you don't agree and toe the liberal progressive line or Marxist line, I should say, then you're not going to get you will not get your tweets out. You won't get your social media posts, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that the day of reckoning is coming.
Do we break them up, or do we remove their immunity and say you're a publisher? What is the way ahead?
I'd like to break them up. I can tell you, just like we did with Ma Bell years and years ago. But I can tell you that would probably be a tough thing to do especially under a different administration, especially a Democrat administration. And if we still don't have the House, we got close. We won a bunch of.
Nancy's lead is so slim. We were talking to Steve Scalise, 5 or 6 seats.
That's right.
You can't do whatever you want with 5 seats.
Well, so if we can't break up the companies, then we can at least repeal Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act,
right,
which gives them immunity from lawsuits because they most certainly have become big-time editors.
And they would change their behavior, I would expect.
Well, if they start having big settlements to pay, then I think they will start changing their behavior.
Can you say Covington? CNN would be the example for what happens when you besmirch, when you allow libelous things to be published and say, oh, we're just not social. We're not a publisher, therefore we're immune. Your message in the last 60 seconds, Congressman Babin, not just to the people of Texas, but the Americans across this nation who maybe lost a little faith in the republic and the way we choose our presidents?
That couldn't be said any better, Seb. As I said, the peaceful transfer of power that we've enjoyed for 240 some odd years depends totally on transparent elections of integrity that everybody can trust. And when we see something like this, it doesn't give you the warm fuzzies that things are going well. And let me tell you, Americans don't like to be hoodwinked, and they don't like to be cheated. And I think the Democrats are going to pay, even if President Trump doesn't prevail in this thing, the Democrats are going to pay the piper for what went on here.
The day of reckoning may be sooner than we think, and there's somebody who's not going to give up, and his name is Donald John Trump. He is a member of the House Science and Transport Committees. Follow him right now. Rep. Brian Babin, Texas 36. God bless you, Congressman. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, if you're in daily pain right now and you have not found relief anywhere else, you must try this product, 100% drug-free, that is providing relief to tens of thousands of Americans right now, me included. Just listen to Leah from Ohio. One Sunday morning, I sat on my couch in so much pain, I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days, I found relief, only to get better and better. I am a believer 100%. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Leah? I think you do. I think you've waited long enough. Go to ReliefFactor.com, order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. It'll be at your house in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it does for me, Leah, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First.
Portions of today's program are brought to you by Prison Fellowship.
Did you know the world keeps on spinning? Did you know that it is the 157th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address? How do we like miss stuff like that? Well, we're not going to miss it here. We're going to remember it at the top of the third hour, where we will be joined by Daniela D'Souza, daughter of Dinesh, and Chris Buskirk, the founder of the incredible website American Greatness, Am Greatness. But we should take some calls. Let's go to Monday in Missouri, line 3.
Hi.
Hello.
I just wanted to say that most of my family, the big last name in our family is Sanchez. And I'm telling you, my father, he went through everything legitimately and brought me and my 17 siblings to this country legitimately. And people don't realize that you go to sleep one night and everything is a white picket fence life. and you wake up the next morning, and that's how quickly it changes. And I just want to warn people, that's how quickly it changes. Just like in Venezuela, just like in Lima, Peru, when there was like an attempted coup, it's the same thing. I feel like I'm experiencing deja vu.
So you want to warn your fellow Americans not to lose our freedoms?
Yes. And I'm also telling these Democrats, well, these, I don't want to say Democrats, because I know Democratic people that are not like that. But these people that are out there, you know, being violent with these protesters and stuff, they're poking the bear.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the sleeping giant. And when it does awaken, they will rue the day. Because that's what happened in Peru. And people did stand up. They did rise up. And they were the peaceful, the silent majority.
Well,
but when we are forced into a corner, we are the mother bear.
Well, this is a nation that was built by fighters. God bless you and your family. Monday, stay on the line. Let's give her a signed copy of The War for America's Soul. Let's squeeze in another call. Sandy, Orange County. Sandy, what's your question?
Hello.
Hi.
Well, I just wanted to make a comment and agree with you about Fox News. I don't know what's going on there. It's very depressing. I just think that they've definitely made a decision to kind of move a little left. And I remember the election night and when Brett Baer was, you know, called Arizona and Tucker Carlson was in a little, you know, PIP up in the corner. And Tucker Carlson was saying at the same moment, we have to stop this. What are we doing? And at the same moment, that's when Brett Baer was calling Arizona. And so at that moment, I thought, what is going on Fox?
I think she works in media. A little PIP in the corner, picture in picture. Sandy, that is the question. What is happening at Fox when you have your most successful host call out your calling of Arizona live? There's a problem, guys. Fix it, or people aren't gonna watch. I'm Sebastian Gorka.